Again, we are very thankful and we're very happy this morning to be here with each of you in convention. And some have come from a considerable way to be here with us, and we're very thankful for that. We from the San Antonio Ecclesia here are very thankful to all of you, dear brethren, which we're very small, and with the brethren that have come from such a long ways to help us out with the different things that we need that we don't have, and we've been blessed in this regard. And at the very outset, we did ask God's blessing or His overruling in whatever endeavor that we would undertake. The assembling of ourselves in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more do ye as ye see the day drawing on. The Lord's injunction through the apostle respecting the assembling of his people is in full accord with his own words, where two or three of you are met in my name, there am I in the midst. Matthew 18:20. The object of these gatherings is clearly indicated. They are for mutual advancement in spiritual things, opportunities for provoking or inciting each other unto more and more love for the Lord and for each other, and to increase good works of every kind that would glorify our Father, that would bless the brotherhood, and that would do good unto all men as we have opportunity. It is in the nature of things that each human being must seek some companionship and experience to test the truthfulness of the proverb that birds of a feather flock together. The natural man loves and he enjoys natural fellowship and companionship and plans and arranges with his associates in respect to business matters and pleasures, even though their common worldly hopes and plans are very limited indeed as compared with the exceeding great and precious hopes of the new creation. As our minds become transformed by the renewing of the Holy Spirit, our appetite for fellowship is not destroyed, but merely turned into new channels where we find a wonderful feel for fellowship, investigation, discussion, and enjoyment. The history of sin and the growing creation, the groaning creation, past and present, God's record of the redemption and the coming deliverance of the groaning creation, our high calling to joint heirship with the Lord, the evidences that our deliverance is drawing nigh. What an abundant field for thought, for study, for fellowship, and for communion. The Lord has admonished each of us not to forget the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as we see the day drawing on. Therefore, if you want to have your affections rightly set, if you want to overcome these things and be separate from the world, you need to make use of the opportunity of meeting with the dear brethren, wherever they may be, because they love them, not because they are of your station in life, not because they dress well or well-educated or because of some other reason of that kind, but because you recognize amongst them the Spirit of the Lord our God. Because they are brethren in Christ, no matter how weak or imperfect they may be according to the flesh, no matter how illiterate they may be, no matter how poor they may be, if they belong to Christ, they belong to the King's family and are His. And wherever you are meet, and wherever you meet with those associate with them, help them and let them help you. And in helping them, you will be helping yourself, because whoever helps another one in the narrow way is helping himself along. So, dear brethren, we look forward to the two days that we have here in convention, where we will have fellowship together, where heart goes out to heart, where we can help one another, comfort one another, help build one another up in the most holy faith. And these things draw our hearts nearer and nearer to that grand climax of all our hopes. We would like, whenever you think of the San Antonio Convention, We hope you will say, that is the time when I made another fresh resolve that by the grace of God I will be faithful to Him who was so faithful to me, and I will have more and more trust and confidence in Him and in His promises. May the peace of God rule in your hearts, sanctify us, and make us meet for the inheritance of the saints in light. So, brethren, we welcome you here to our little convention here in San Antonio. We're very happy to see you. We hope you have a nice stay. And whatever it is that we can do that we could possibly help for you, please let us know. I think you see all of the restrooms. I think you may know where they are as you go out the door where we eat. The men are on the left, ladies are on the right. So if there's anything that we could help with, please call it to my attention or Sister Verna and Sister Jackie back there. Call that to their attention and we'd be more than happy to respond. We still have a little time. Who has a hymn that they would like to, brother?
32. Pisgah's mountain, come view our home beyond the side. There lay your king and earth before us, soon we'll sing on the other side. Oh, those days see the white throne of glory, and crowns which the saints then shall gain. And all who shall oppress the weary shall be blessed by His glorious reign. Oh, the prospect is so transporting, reapers haste and the gathering we pray. We rejoice in the glory that's promised and the dawn.
Brethren, we're going right into our Bethel service, and we'll ask you to turn to 151, I believe it is. If it seems like I'm a little bit out of it this morning, I'm a little bit tired, but we are We're so happy to be here, to be spent. But I'm a little bit shaky this morning, and bear with me, please. Brother Ron Proskin from Arkansas now to read the morning resolve.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalm 116:12-14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, to truth, to brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providences may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
We'll ask Brother Gregory Key Michael to read the vow for us this morning.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve Thee and Thy dear flock. I vow to Thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism. And, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And, so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Brother Sam Watts will read the manner for us this morning.
He that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Hebrews 4:10. Instead of demanding one day of the seven, the law of love really controls, regulates our entire time. 7 days of the week we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And 7 days of the week we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. And 7 days in the week we are to rest also, rest from our own works. Rest by faith in the finished work of Christ. Rest in the love of God. Rest in the peace of God which passeth all understanding, ruling in our hearts continually. Hebrews 4:10.
We're running a little ahead, so we'll have another song. Let's sing 152. In fact, we may have a couple of hymns before Brother Allen's service. 152.
A thousand years, earth coming glory.
'Tis the glad day so long foretold. 'Tis the bright morn of Zion's glory. Prophets foresaw in time of old. Haste ye along, agents of glory. Haste the glad time when Christ appears. Oh, that I may be one found worthy to reign with Him a thousand years. A thousand years, earth coming glory. 'Tis the glad day so long foretold. 'Tis the bright morn of Zion's glory. Prophets foresaw in time of old.
We have a moment for maybe one verse of another selection. Someone would like to... 23, the first verse. David to come up at this time, and Brother McAllister.